Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My guest tonight is an Emmy and Peabody Award-winning journalist who is a correspondent for CBS's 60 Minutes and the host of Anderson Cooper 360. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Anderson Cooper. Let's see it, huh?
Let's see it.
Look at the people. Look at
crazy.
The people. Fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
So, this is our third show back with a full audience here. And it's sort of striking how quickly things are starting to feel normal.
Yes.
To me. Was there a moment, or have you gotten there yet, where, well, how about New York? You grew up in New York. Is there a moment when you felt like, oh, God, this is what New York feels like?
Yeah.
Because it's been ghostly for part of the year.
It has been ghostly, yeah. And I've been riding my bike all around the city because I've been going to the office really during most of the pandemic.
And you could do it right down the middle of Broadway for part of it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. No. But, I definitely feel like New York is back, but it's back in the way it's, like, way back. Like, when I grew up in New York City, and I live right by Washington Square Park. When I was a kid, Washington Square Park was where you went to get mugged. And, like... I mean,
if you had an appointment, sorry, I have an appointment.
I grew up in New York in the 70s and early 80s, and all we talked about as kids was when we're going to get mugged, getting mugged, who stole my bus pass.
What's the etiquette for being mugged?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I walked through Washington Square Park the other day, and the whole, like, for a while, a couple of weeks ago, the northwest corner of the park had been taken over by. Folks who were very, dedicated to using substances. And
like there's like a rave, there's a nightly rave scene.
There's
now.
Like there's a
whatever
rave.
Whatever that means these days. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why anyone would want to like go to a rave in Washington Square Park. It sounds like just awful to me. And I guess the last one on Saturday night, some people were stabbed. So that doesn't sound good. But the park has been, it's like back in the 70s. So like I feel like I'm like back to the future.
So there's gonna be a punk scene. I'll see you at Studio 54.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Did you go to Studio? Because your mom went to Studio.
I went to Studio 54 twice. First time, both times my mom brought me, which tells you a little bit about how I was raised. I was 11 years old, which again doesn't seem like a good idea.
Honey, mommy's gonna go dance. You stay here with Mick and Bianca.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, this is not a joke. First time I went. It was for the premiere of The Wiz, because my mom was dating Sidney Lumet, and I went in a caravan with Michael Jackson, and I didn't really know who Michael Jackson was, because I didn't really listen to music as a kid, because I was playing Dungeons & Dragons like you were, and my only memory of Studio 54 that night was seeing Michael Jackson dance with somebody, and I turned to the person next to me, and I said, well, he's really good at that, he should pursue that. So
the most believable part of that story is that an 11-year-old Anderson Cooper would use the phrase, he should pursue
that. Oh, no, I was, yeah, no, that's totally true. I was very concerned about how
he
people...
should broaden his horizons, mother.
And the second time we went, Grace Jones performed.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And I don't know if this actually happened, but at some point with the microphone cable, she seemed to have made some sort of a noose, put it around the neck of some guy in the audience, and I remember her lifting him up, like, out of her seat. I don't think that actually happened, but that's how it looked to me at 11.
Okay, so now...
So, yeah.
All sounds really fun to me, actually. Now you're a dad
yourself. It's a very
yourself.
Relatable childhood, I think. You know?
You're speaking of childhood and relating to it, you are now a dad of your own.
Yes.
Of young Wyatt right
yes.
here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turned one.
Yeah, he turned one April 27th. He turned 1 year old.
Is he talking?
He talks in a dialect of Hindi or Urdu. I'm not sure, but it's incredible. It's a really interesting dialect. I'm trying to understand exactly what it is.
Okay.
But it doesn't make any sense at this point, but he's very committed to it.
Look at those eyes.
I know.
The eyes do not fall far from the dad there.
I know. That's but for the first time, I was away in Israel last week. It was my first work trip for 60 Minutes, and I was doing an interview, and I get this text from Wyatt's other dad, Benjamin, and he said, he just walked, !! Yeah, you would think that would be my reaction. My reaction was fury. I was like, I can't believe I missed this, that I'm doing this interview and in Israel, of all places. And secondly, then I got really pissed at Benjamin I was like, in my household when I grew up, you would lie about everything. So, like, he should have just lied. And he shouldn't have said he just walked. He should have lied and said, oh, no, he's not walking at all. Mm-hmm. So when I got home and he walked, we would all be like, oh, my God, it's the first walk.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
And he walks...
Missing your child's first walk...
Right.
...proves you are a father.
I know, exactly. Yes.
That's what
often
happens.
And he walks like a drunken sailor. And He walks like someone at the rave in Washington Square Park. which makes me a little worried about what he was doing in Israel.
Don't give him a knife. Now, Sunday, Father's Day. This is your second.
Yeah.
What?
No. Huh? No, go ahead.
What is it? Did I get something wrong?
No,
don't. You fact-checking me? This is your father's day?
Yeah. No, it was funny, though, because your producer said, I talked to her on the phone before I came here, and she was like, oh, you know, Stephen May asked you about this weekend. I was like, oh, good, great. I was like, what's this weekend? And she was like,
right.
It's Father's Day. And I was like, oh, because my dad died when I was 10, died when he was 10. And for me, Father's Day was something I avoided... I just did not acknowledge it. And when all kids in school, and I think for anybody out there who lost a parent early, you know, holidays and especially Father's Day, when you don't have a dad, it's not even bittersweet. It's just like...
Kind of inexplicable.
Yeah, it's inexplicable. And the pain was so great for most of my life. Like, I didn't know Father's Day was this date. And yet, the interesting thing for me about having a child is... It has made me sort of connect with my dad and my mom who's passed and my brother's passed in a way that I never really anticipated. Like I feel like I am in communion with them in some strange way, and I remember things about my dad that I never remembered before because I'm experiencing them with Wyatt as a dad. It's really interesting.
Oh, that's very beautiful.
Yeah,
that's very beautiful. I'm very happy for you.
It's incredible.
It's an unexpected gift of being a father.
Yeah, it really is, and it's amazing. Even like little. So my mom painted a lot, and she did a portrait of her and my father, which I really like. And I put it outside Wyatt's room, and every morning when I walk by, he stops and he insists on going over and touching the portrait of my mom and my dad, which I find really wonderful.
That is very beautiful. I've always said to people who are about to have kids that, you know, it can be hard, but it's always beautiful.
Yeah.
Even when you think, like, I don't know, how can I go on? I haven't slept in days.
Right.
There's always something beautiful about it, and it kind of taps you on the shoulder and punches you in the face in times you don't expect it. It punches you with the beauty.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's not painful,
right.
But it is absolutely really human and does connect you on some primal level to not only your father, but all the fathers,
absolutely.
All the way back. Yeah.
Right, and you always hear, every cliche becomes true. It changes the way you think about the world and it makes you feel more deeply. I feel like sort of I did not know my heart could grow like new chambers and new ventricles. I'm not sure what a ventricle is, but you know, the heart stuff.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Yeah. It de-grinchifies you.
De-what?
De-grinchifies you.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you familiar with the story of how the Grinch stole Christmas?
Oh, Oh, that one I paid attention to.
Okay,
trust
just
me.
Making sure. Now, okay, so do you have plans for the weekend? Are you going to do
anything? I'm going to go hang out with Benjamin's other dad. I mean, my Wyatt's other dad, Benjamin, his papa. Huh? And
Benjamin's dad can come too. That'd
yeah.
be cool.
And we're going to go hang out in Connecticut and just be dads.
Can I pick? I got a bone to pick with you, though.
Uh-oh.
Is that you seem to be taking this dad thing very seriously, and that's great. It's wonderful and beautiful, and everything you've said is great.
Right. wow, that really came from the heart.
It really did, But you'll see why in just a second. Where's the dad bod, though? Anderson, you're not really committed until I see a gut. What's going on here? All right?
See,
this is what a dad looks like. This is a dad, okay? Right there, baby. Yeah. There it is. Let's anything? Anything?
Yeah. Well, you know, Stephen, I'm a gay man. We can't let ourselves go like you guys.
Higher standards. Higher standards.
I mean,
okay.
I would have set an example.
Well, we have to take a little bit of a break, but please stick around. We'll be right back with more Anderson Cooper.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Podshow listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Back here with the host of Anderson Cooper 360, Anderson Cooper. Anderson, I want to take a moment to talk about the big summit that happened today.
Yeah.
I mean, every news organization was just blasting it as for days. I'm sure CNN had a countdown clock. Did they have a countdown clock?
Yeah.
Legally,
yeah, Wolf was there.
Actually.
And Biden and the president kind of sort of pushed back at our reporter, Caitlin Collins, who asked a very reasonable question. And,
about confidence, that thing?
Something about confidence,
He bit her head off, is what he did. And then he apologized.
No, I know he did. Yeah,
which is the weirdest thing from a president. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, what you've watched these. You've been to these. You were in Helsinki, right?
I was at the Stinky in Helsinki. Yeah. That still blows my mind. That happened. I remember after it happened, after that live press conference happened where they were both together and the then president of the United States sided with Vladimir Putin against the United States.
Mm-hmm. And invited him and said, I'm inviting him to the White House.
Right, yeah. And it was like, I don't know why he would have been if he had. I just remember.
Really? Was President Jackie Mason?
Yes, he was. He was, yeah.
I don't know why he would have been if he had. Yeah. This schmuck over here asked me a question.
I don't know why I lapsed into that Jackie
Mason
voice.
But I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jackie.
Joel Jackie was at the Studio 54, too.
You ever see him on Broadway? Maybe he was in this theater.
What did you make of the day? Do you think we learned anything?
Not really. No. I mean, I think this was more about, the Biden White House wanting to kind of reset the United States on a global stage, send a message to the world about where the United States is right now.
It's like the entire promise of the Biden presidency is, we're going to normal the shit out of this. You're going to be so bored how normal
this
is.
I mean, the things that came out of it, okay, they're both going to have the ambassadors go back and be the ambassadors. Like, okay, that's the headline. I'm not sure how great a headline that is.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thank you.
Lovely to see you again. Thanks for being here. Have a happy day with Wyatt and Benjamin. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.